Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, I've been good, do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do.
Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. Unlike those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend, and pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact, and Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees, cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Jason says that guys can't wait that long. I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, he'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. The Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me, cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. It's hard to be as pure as me, to resist the urge to lose my vaginal virginity, to wait until my marriage bed, to give my husband my unsullied maidenhead. So take your cock out, shove it in my ass, fuck me until you come. Oops, I mean, let's join our souls and unite our bodies and fly with the wings of God. Whatever you do, don't touch my clitoris. If you ring Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. And no prophylactics when you put it in, cause birth control's for sluts and it's a sin. I've emptied my bowels and laid out the towels, I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest, but of all of my souls, this one's the driest. And we can't procreate if we anally copulate, and God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. And I'm staying pure no matter what, so I'm okay with everything but, everything but, everything but. Whoa, fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock-hard rationalization. It's just between you and me, cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. I do whatever the Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore, cause they're unrealistic and inconvenient, but the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good book bans shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it condones slavery and killing gays, cause those parts don't count, of course. Let's cherry pick the part about losing my cherry and mine it for ambiguities and omissions to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel biased in my arbitrary parented position. And don't you dare question my convictions, and don't look closely at the contradictions. Just focus on the sacrificial crucifixion, and have faith in its complete jurisdiction. The only way to measure if you're good or not, and in a debate just say to have faith, cause when up against logic it's the only card you've got. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, and fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. If the Lord would want it that way, give me that sweet sensation of an irrational rationalization. It's just between you and me, cause everyone knows it's a sex that God can't see. Yeah, my chastity belt has locks, but sometimes you need to think outside the box.
Wow.
The Hawkeye Underground Radio. Episode
sometimes 20. You need to think outside the box.
Dude, I think God wants to watch sex. If I was God, that's like what I would want to watch. Why can't God see sex?
He can't see butt sex, Mary. That's what they were saying. That apparently that butt sex is okay, and you're not giving up your vaginal virginity, so Jesus won't hate you, and you can still please your man. And it's like a loophole.
It's called a loophole.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's right. You tell me.
That's a loophole.
Mm. I got a guest here with me. Did you hear?
Hello.
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 Hi, guest.
Hey,
Hi, hi,
hi. Did you hear that? We have to talk loud because of Skype. Say that again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we do have to tell you use your man voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
It's Gwen. It's
Gwen.
Oh, my goodness, Gwen.
It's Gwen.
Aw, I miss that little one.
You're going to be here for the show. You're not going back then, huh? Not yet?
Yeah, I'm going to stay for the show.
Awesome.
The show they're talking about is Bird's Tiki Lounge this Saturday night with Bandwidth No Name, American Slang, and Mondo Vibrations, and it's a free show. Mondo.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. It's going to be packed.
So much fun.
I am so excited. It's
going to
be so much fun.
All right, so Mary.
Yeah?
Mary, guess what happened tonight, like right after you left band practice?
Something big?
Yeah, like Sean's neighbors were...
I know, he was fixing to come over with his harmonica.
Right, well, they came over, and Sean's little neighbor plays keyboards and cello, and she's got a fucking cello. And she's going to bring her cello over and see how she sounds with you guys. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's so cool.
You guys need a banjo.
Oh, yeah, and a bow. Yeah, right, Ben? Huh? A banjo and a bow, Ben.
I was playing a banjo with a bow.
Should I tell the story? Can I tell the story, Ben? Ben,
yes,
can I tell
sure.
the story? All right,
yes,
so Ben and I were, like, Saturday just, like, driving around, and we ended up going to Clark's. It's a pet store, and across the street from Clark's on Lomas is a guitar store, and it's called Grumpy's Guitars. So we went there, and I'm like in front talking to the owner about a mic, and I hear a
his
noise.
His name was
in the
not
background.
Grumpy, by the way.
No, it wasn't. And I heard a noise in the background, and my mom's senses came on, and I was like, whoa, what the hell was that noise? Oh my God, I'm with Ben. It's like one of my kids. I better go see what he's doing. So I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go look around. I went back there, and I look. And Ben's in the back room, and he's like, I walk in, and he's got, like, this crazy look on his face, and he has a bow in his hand, and all the hairs are coming out of it, and he's going to town on a banjo.
Oh, goodness. He didn't ask for permission to use that banjo.
No.
I was like,
or
oh, shit.
In my defense, I think that bow was definitely falling apart before I started.
I know, but it was a sight, okay? That was just a sight. You were all crazed, and you were so excited. Just like a little kid, dude, freaking playing with it. And then all the hair like, comes out of it.
I was like Beethoven. I was like Amadeus when he was Robert Downey Jr.
Amadeus.
It's a little more redneck. So you need, like, a bass line and a harmonica and, like,
yeah.
some moonshine and
maybe... Definitely. Somebody with, like, a broom handle stuck in a bucket with some string on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Can you guys hear us at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of... Gwen's a little bit quiet, but, yeah.
Well, here, we can speak.
Gwen's always quiet, though. Gwen, you need to use your man voice, Gwen.
I will have something to say.
That's right. What's your evening sponsored by?
Corey.
Mine is sponsored by Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, I was playing that from old school Nintendo. I'll get down on that shit.
Mine's cookies and DOA IPA.
Okay. I've got a sweet tea and a marijuana.
I have a DS and I play an Earthworm Jim. I have like a Genesis in there.
Oh my God, Earthworm Jim.
Yeah,
remember,
my
did
like
you ever
Nintendo
play,
XL. It's awesome.
Nice. Did you ever play, what was the one, Gex or G- yeah, Gex the Gecko or whatever. Oh, that one was pretty
phenomenal. Oh, I played
Battletoads? That one's just shit. Yeah, Battletoads and Double Dragon, seriously, oh. That was a big-time consumer in my early childhood.
Double Dragon?
No, Battletoads and Double Dragon, they did one together.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty epic.
That sounds epic.
But not
I don't think
epic.
I ever saw it.
Oh, man, it was amazing. It's a game to
now, what are Battletoads? Is that like a ripoff of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I'm just going to ask.
No, well, it's kind of like a blend of that, but it's more a rip-off of Double Dragon, I think, than anything.
Okay.
So it's game style.
You've got, like, two tokens and you're going around doing shit.
Yeah,
you just go. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys think? Should we talk more? Do you think people are interested in listening to us talk? Should we play some music?
Play some music, yeah.
Play music?
Yeah
play okay. music.
All right, well, let's play some music. I'm gonna start off with the new one of those new BNN tracks. Here you go, Mary. It's your band with no name. And I was just
all right. We're in the studio right now, so it'll sound better in a couple months.
Yes. Yes. In the real studio. All right, here we go. It's band with no name.
Crossfire.
All I see is flame, thrown in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, thrown in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, thrown in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, thrown in the crossfire. Gunsling all rapping, always under the gun. Curiously, the freshest MC under the sun. I bet 100 to 1. We possess the right tactics, all access, and we growing the fastest. So cold, we frosty, so costly. Oh my, don't challenge my team. We globally recognized. Band with no name, the language is strange. We came to run game, earn respect and fame. Yo, the name is epic, dropping gems once again. We those bi-coastal rhyme hopefuls, I'm next to win. The industry's got me at a standstill, thinking, what should I do next to make some A blinking? The daydream sinks in, same place in time. Blinded by the weekend, found myself drinking, sinking into that sound that surrounds me. The only outlet I had was the underground. All I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. Yeah, the shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. Way out the fire through the music and the culture. That lifestyle molded, that child that would go through those things that I show you in my songs. Truest, and I'll prove it that I've been doing this music all along. Been a long time coming. Fire still burns, slow been writing these rhymes, cutting samples to earn those superb flows. So let the herb burn. Got you caught in the crossfire, lesson well learned.
Step up, you ready for the rapture? Curious and focused, eloquent for disaster. Processing faster, the master technician. Being in solidified opposition in the system. We different, we must be driven. Vision to promote the mission from within us. Negative statements relinquished and vanquished with this eloquent elocution and execution of music.
All I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flame, caught in the crossfire.
wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. This is a shame, the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna walk on. Nah, I ain't gonna walk on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Nah, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Where they hand you a nickel, they hand you a dime, they ask you with a crib. If you're having a good time, let it find you.
Yes, that was Job Branch out of here in Albuquerque, and cool. I like his stuff. We had a little. I played some covers in there. I just felt like starting off the show a little heavy with some heavy covers of older stuff. I don't want to be with you. It was old beat, and I got some Rage in there. Maggie's Farm. I totally like that one better than the original. I'm just going to throw that out there. I do. I do. And then we had One Eye Doll and Austin Texas, and I play them a lot because I really want them to come on the show. Right. Yeah. So... How was your break? Did you get drunk? Did you get stoned?
Yeah, not me.
Did you like?
I smoked a cigarette
and
cracked a beer.
In the trunk?
What was that?
Right. Did you hide somebody between your mattress?
Sure.
Hide somebody between my mattress?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just pretty
scary.
That's a lot.
You have someone clean your
mattress. I'd have to have the kids help me to get it done in that short period of time. Clean up, do the phone call.
So what's going
right.
on in Albuquerque, guys? So how's life out there?
Fucking
nice. It's great. It's been really nice, and like the weather's been nice. We've been getting rain and some good overcasty stuff, with like big, beautiful, fluffy, nice clouds. Makes me wish that I had summer break like a kid, so I could like, you know, just enjoy all day not doing anything instead of having to go to work every day. Like, gotta be inside.
Right.
I want to be laying on my front porch, freaking reading the book while the kids play in the yard. You know, freaking herb crafting, doing my gardens and stuff. But like, nope, gotta work.
Nah.
I miss summers. No, fair. I think everybody should get, like, just not get the summer off, but.
Like,
you know,
a month
like,
off in the summer?
Yeah, something like that.
Just imagine if America got to take 1 month off in the summer and just go freaking nuts. That'd be awesome.
I know. And then we'd be using our natural resources more. We'd be going to the parks and. I don't know. I think it'd be good too. It'd be more good vibes. People would be like not as stressed. It wouldn't be in the air. Like people would be like, "Hey, we're gonna go camping. We're gonna go to the lake. We're gonna take the kids to Disneyland." Yeah.
We should start.
Because there's not gonna be stress. It'll totally like change the vibe of like the whole community and like everybody. Because they'll be like, "Oh, we're on vacation together, everybody." Oh yes.
We're all on.
Maybe we should
together.
We should.
Yeah, but then who's gonna run all the infrastructure? Who's going to make sure, like, all the lights are still going to work? I mean, there still has to be people at work, so we'll have to alternate it. We'll have to, like, alternate it between employees and stuff.
But then we'll start a war, like group one versus group two, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think we'll design a workforce of robots, of Cylons, you know, and basically... That's
gonna be
mean,
like Terminator, right?
We're well on the way.
Skynet, they're listening.
We've got some pretty advanced robotics going on at this point. You know, we're not that far. They just pumped some money into trying to actually build like in quantity for that type of thing. I mean, that would, then we could have that shit really quick, I'm sure.
You'd be surprised how motivating a whole month off would be for the entire country.
I know, right?
If you think about it,
we could take, if we had a workforce of robotic laborers, then we could take a lot more than a month off, and we could do that periodically. It'd be good for
have them run everything.
Yeah, and they could slowly grow to hate us. And
but how are people going to make money and like pay for all this stuff?
Okay.
Well, we should just have them do it and
it's,
not pay anybody any
vacation,
money.
It's vacation, Mary. God, jeez.
Right.
We're trying to figure it out, okay? But I want a month off, and I think I'm going to start tomorrow. Tomorrow my month off starts. But I still get paid.
I totally still get paid. Yeah, duh. Just tell your boss that it's national month, like takeoff month.
You get paid extra because it's your vacation.
I can just see Missy's face when I say that too. Like, hey, Miss, you know, it's like national, like, take your month off day starting right now. See you in a month, man. I'll be back on Friday to pick up my checks. Love ya.
You're fired.
Right.
It would be nice. Just imagine.
I don't know.
There should be a happy balance, though, right? There has to be some kind of happy balance where...
I don't think you could pull that off.
It's not such a drone mentality, you know? I mean, like, seriously, like,
well,
when you die, you can leave a legacy behind or material shit, whatever you've, money, blah, blah. That all fucking can go away in a heartbeat.
We can have all the prisoners do it. That we could train prisoners to do it. That way they're contributing to society.
Oh, shit, are we going to get on that topic?
Yeah, the congressmen, the elected douchebags. That's what would be a good use for them. That's what there have to be an overthrowing of things in this whole process.
Yeah, we really want this to happen. I'm telling you, make it happen, America.
Vote
opposition.
Right. Let's
National Month Off Day.
Make them do work for us.
Oh, it would be really cool if it could be, National Month Off Day, and you could, freaking have that day last, the same length as a month, so it's really only a day, so it doesn't fuck with your schedule or anybody else's. We could just, speed up time for that day, or, slow it down so that, day lasts actually, 28 moon cycles.
Right.
Slow it down. This is the day, the longest day ever. 28 day cycle in one day. That would be awesome.
That'd
we could
be...
do that.
Yeah,
that's what it is. We could just rename that whole cycle. Instead of giving it a month, we could just call it a day. Bam!
Right.
That doesn't fuck anything up. And then we're like, yeah, all
right. Right. We just
I don't think you understand how time works, Mary.
We eliminated February. Let's just go with February.
Time is what we put on. I would say.
No, we wanted
to always name that length of time for that certain period of time a different name. Like day. Ta-da!
Yeah, but...
it's all symbols.
But if we did it in February, it'd be all cold and shit, so fuck that.
No, we want a summer.
It's got to be in the summer. That's what we were just talking
about.
Actually,
we need to get, there's got to be more than one, because there's something to be appreciated by all of your wonderful seasons, and I think that we should get to enjoy both of the solstices and both of the equinoxes.
Well, I said moon cycle. I'm not talking about, the freaking calendar months we use now.
Right.
That
so that's what you're thinking, February 31, Okay.
Right, so every, so give or take a couple weeks before each solstice and equinox starts your month-long day off.
I like this.
Cool.
And I think, you know what, I think societies used to actually kind of run on this, in ancient times. Why not?
Right.
I think they did. They had so many celebrations and parties, but they had...
I don't know. It was not everything like that.
You could have been, the slaves.
We should go back to telling time by the sun.
Yeah, I think we should.
Totally.
I can't even read a minute clock, a double hand clock anymore. We should.
I got a sundial. I actually have
no
a sundial.
That's right. We should all have sundials. Fuck it.
They're really hard to read, though. It kind of blinds you. Or at least I'm doing it wrong. Because it's like to look at it and look at the sun, in the dot. It just blinds
me. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to read it off the shadow or something.
No, it's a little
hold your fingers up the touchdown, with your two thumbs together and you point that out.
Don't tell me what to do with my fingers, Ben. I'll do whatever I want.
We have cell phones, guys. We really don't need a sundial. We have cell phones, but they're running on that calendar. We can always change them so they run on our made-up calendar. Bam! See how easily impressible we are? Fucking people.
We're fat and lazy.
You ever thought about how crunchy dog food is? Is it really good for your animals? When you feed your dogs dry dog food, is it really that good for them? I'm listening to him crunch, and I feel it hurting my teeth. And there's always kind of dental problems with animals these days.
Yeah.
Huh?
I had a vet tell me that the best thing you could feed your dog is that make more of your dinner and give it to some of them, but you need to eat a good diet too.
Oh, yeah, he just scraps, and I eat really well.
A vet.
Which vet?
It was a vet back in Colorado.
Well, not if you're eating the typical American diet, though, fried shit and stuff like that.
She was not. She was cool, and she.
Oh, I just thought I had chocolate ice cream.
She'd
help
you yourself. She'd give your dog some of that. He's going to like your steak and chicken for these days.
Which is, cooler than vampires.
You heard it right here from Pete Link Quinn, which is. Are cooler than vampires. And they don't sparkle either. I'm going to have that.
Vampires.
Aww.
You need to go watch The Lost Boys, Corey. That will teach you what.
Oh my gosh, Corey, you do need to go watch The Lost Boys.
Come on, like, please, like, I haven't
dude, you
seen
could
The
totally
Lost Boys.
Like a Keith or Southern
it's like
look like with a bullet.
Yeah,
Corey,
I
want you to grow the
it.
Hair like that Keith Sutherland has in that movie, the freaking mullet, like with the spike and shit, dude. Oh my god!
Oh,
like,
I think by October, I think that could be done.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I stare him.
I haven't seen that in a while.
I haven't either.
Like
I
want
to watch
ago,
it.
I
used to have it. Fuck.
No, yeah, we're not talking about
for a while.
Yeah.
No, not Peter Pan. You ever watched your scrotum in a while?
Yeah, I don't watch that thing. Girls like that, duh. You didn't
girls
see
that like either. That, duh, totally. Yeah, they want the pump. They want to get your scent, you know. They want to put your scent on.
Well, yeah, they want you to smell like a man, basically, you know what I mean?
Because we're animals?
Exactly.
When it comes right down to it, yeah, Mary, we are. We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pheromones. Freaking Missy bought this lotion today, dude, and it fucking smells delicious. I just want, like, oh my God, dude, you smell delicious. I told her, and I'm going to have to go get some. It's fucking, oh my gosh. But it is. It's like that, because there is sense, you know. We have our senses. We just don't use them, and we're not in tune with them because we learn from a young age to identify things by what they look like, and
mine
are smells like a fucking skunk. Dude, I seen a dead skunk right down the street from my house in the road, and I was like, why the hell is there a skunk this far up? I mean, more down, like, North Valley I could see, like, by the river, but that was all the way over here where I live, like, in the Knob Hill area.
Skunks are everywhere, Mary.
And then didn't Kimo have a porcupine in her yard?
What? That'd be cool.
A porcupine?
I'm a porcupine.
Yeah, Kimo.
Oh, you're talking about a skunk?
About
what the hell's going on? You're
talking crack. No, I'm not. Keep on Facebook. Look on her page, dude. Kimo. Hey, what? Have we played any Kimo
yet?
Oh,
is that what that thing is in the tree? I couldn't tell. I just saw the leaves.
Yeah. It's a porcupine.
All right, yeah. Cool.
I didn't even know that they were in New Mexico, or at least right here. That's crazy. The animals, they sense things before us.
I saw a dog in the river once. But really, it was a beaver.
A beaver?
So big. Yeah, it was like, it looked at me and its teeth were huge and yellow and its like head was huge.
They get big. They can get up to like, I think almost 80 pounds. They can get freaking huge.
They are. The beavers are magnificent creatures. You know, war beavers. I'm a huge fan of the beaver. I am. And I come from you know, Oregon, which is the beaver state. All the whole state's a fan of beavers.
Well, yeah, right, this is the beaver state.
Yeah.
I need to go to the beaver state. I think I would do well there. I'm not... At least I'd like to think so anyway. Maybe not.
Right.
You're in the land of lakes, right?
Beer.
Yeah, I'm in the land of lakes. And
we're in the land of enchantment. New Mexico,
yeah.
The land of enchantment. Bearded
clam.
Could you Klingon? That would be weird. A bearded Klingon, could you imagine? Wait, are there? They could do like this rich cool shit with their freaking beard. The Klingon with the beard.
You don't know Dwarf? Oh my god, like Dwarf, he had a beard, right? Right? No.
Right?
No.
It'd be a big one.
Right? No. Yeah. Oh. Did you just say Darwin?
Yeah. Darwin. Right. Hit that game.
So I'm thinking about the story that goes with the song, okay? Because I was asked to, like, be a guest on a show. And I have to think of a song and, like, a memory it brings up. And, like, I know there's, like, a zillion of them, but I'm having the darndest time. Ben told me I should use his story.
Yeah,
I don't know how well the story would Because
I'd be too embarrassed to tell it to anybody else. And now that I've told it to you, you can, like, go tell the world.
So, oh, well, we're not telling the world. We're not on the radio or anything, Ben. We're just having a conversation on the phone.
That's right. That's how we got a room on this show.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. I mean, we're going to be all fucking professional.
Well, it's our show.
Yeah.
It's still in the title.
It is our show. It's true. Speaking of, what about some music?
All right. I'm going to do a little throwback here to, like, when I was underground radio first got going and played some J.B. Nimble.
Yay.
And I'm going to follow him right up with some Tap One. Bam.
Nice.
Double head.
Nice.
All right,
that was a
go.
Fun show when they were on.
Wasn't it, dude, the Star Wars episode even?
Yeah, that was a fun show.
That should be a hand-picked throwback. We should post that up on the Facebook page. Now, let's talk about Facebook for a second and the Facebook pages, because we should anything that anybody wants to show people or that you think you come across, you think is interesting, you should post on our Facebook pages. And then I know that we have to then go and, like, share it ourselves so it'll show up, but I think as a general rule of thumb, if somebody posts something, we're going to turn around and say, hey, check this out. Somebody shared it with us, you know. That's going to be a good idea. Go like our Facebook pages, Occupy Underground Radio, Occupy Underground Michigan, Occupy Underground. Go do that. And here, listen to some music.
Check out BNN.
This one goes out to all the ladies. Hi, I love you. What, too soon? You couldn't tell from the way that I was peeping you from across the room. I know I looked away the second you checked in my direction, but I was just hiding from the beauty you were projecting. So check it, you rolling solo tonight? Well, alright. Maybe you'd be interested in getting in bed with me if I stare at you awkwardly for the rest of the evening without saying shit and then ask for your number as you're leaving. Don't worry, it's not you, it's a me thing. I get uncomfortable and give unorthodox greetings. I speak too softly and act like I'm barely breathing. And when I go to shake your hand, mine's always freezing. Sometimes I say shit that offends you when I poke fun. I'm just playing, but that's probably the reason I came here with no one. And this isn't one of those breakup songs. This is a never got together cause I went about it wrong song. You're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said it's not you, it's me. 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 I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant again, but is it possible for me to get between your pants and skin? Inappropriate, there ain't no doubt about it. There's so many people in here, I need a beer to drown them out with. Cotton mouth is a bitch, especially when I'm looking desperately for a kiss from a chick that I've been trying to hit for a minute. But if I get with her and my breath isn't legit, I'm gonna wind up having to apologize to my dick.
Again?
So anyways, back to you, what type of weird thoughts do you have? If I told you some of mine, you'd probably gasp. I'm not a deviant, I'm just a rap guy who acts high even when he's not, he's that fly. I had a dream about you and me, and the scenery was beautifully decorated with greenery. Now will you sleep with me? No? Oh, was it something I said? I've been running my mouth, should have been running my head. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nope, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nah, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, it's not you, it's me. 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 But seriously, I'm curious to see you naked. What do they call it? Love? I think we could make it. Yeah. Would it impress you if I stated that there was only 6 degrees of separation between me and Kevin Bacon? Are you into meditation? Cool, I'm not. I don't believe in astrology, but I do like pot. So if you're into that, then we could interact. Maybe dinner back at my place. A six-pack and a Jimmy hat. I know I'm overly romantic with the poetic potency of an openly stony depressive manic who doesn't give a goddamn if he leaves the planet embarrassed. He's smiling for the cameras while he gets shot out of a camp. I'll be the man of your dreams if you can stand it, and if not, you can politely talk to the handed wrist. Candlespit, that's the name of my crew. We're coming soon to an awkward night near you. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I go, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said da 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 da
you're saying it's not you. It's me. It's you're saying it's my. It's me.
Class of 9-8, how's the place? Big bang in your face. You soft as dough boy, bitching in the kitchen with no cake. I let the low scrape and wait. Up early in the morning, a dope copy and whole cakes. Used to blow things and snowflakes. Now I post state. Pause, stop, hold weight. Relaxation, get myself together. It don't matter what the tip be. I know it's all about the binge, but right now I'm on one. Catch me. The hype don't give me gas, my tank empty. Look, I plot, cop, pop, and drop gently. That's where the Marcus, J. Ray, and Remy cop a twomp like Benny, Mr. Snapple, and Henny to get my mind right. But I still bat lefty, like Rose, like Woe, might blow, hydro, and micros that look just like those. Delonte West, the weather, put the pressure, let the pipes blow. Pipes bust like us, righteous. I might dust and head to minus. All you biters, put your lighters up, like a fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your lighters up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on. I'm a murder beast. Watch the dirt just sink. The weight that I carry proves that your turf is weak. Call 911, cause the big black rap addict is back at it. Dog came and the cat got it. Them little pussies always purr when they pet it. It'll burn if you let it. You gon' learn to forget it. Yo, Dree, I'm 24-7, doors open like tennis, cash up to the heavens, and it started with a penny, got them startled by the Timmy, frightened by the bully, fighting with the bully, got you running to your home with a knot on your dome, you got aluminum flows, but you be calling them chrome as they'll be. Don't trip, I got this, I rock microphones and throw bows in my pits. I'm an MC, watch me light and puff and get high as fuck. Call the fire, yo, try to put your lighters up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your lighters up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me.
Hey, yo, I'm like auto-tune. You don't want to learn the mic with me. Psychically, I conquer your team and crush your dynasty. You're in the minor league if you try to touch a live MC. You step to me and you get 5+3. And I'ma be landing Morocco, getting hit in a brothel, smoking on taco tats. I paint the perfect picture with hands like Picasso. Cause I am a beast master, eat rapper, teach bastard. Break to a priest, pastor, a deacon to bring peace faster. And each chapter, I'm making figures while taking niggas out of the equation. Cause we're beefing like a shaken sizzler. I'm taking pillars to awake the heaven. Awake the essence, just a shout out to Castree. Cause they're my brethren. I ain't a threat maker, but I am a breath taker. Get paper at the same time, laugh at these stress haters. I'm covering the food for thought like I'm the best waiter. Nobody's better, they're just less greater. And I'm an artist, yet I'm harder than an X-rated spectator. Talking shit to me now, I promise death later. Because your rhymes all suck, and now we're riding up. And be formation like the mighty duck. So put your lighters up.
Light the fire up, I said be heard. Don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen. No dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your lighters up. Light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen. Don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen. No dream, that's word, not me. Come on.
Get up. Do it like it hurts. Valerian pose. Mommy digging holes with the dirtiest folks. Turning some low bread on my cheddar. Could be something that's salt. Probably share a bit of a lady.
Warn them.
Just don't let Nick do it, because Nick will drop you on his head.
You did drop Nick on. Dude, well, he's a big dude. He's hard not to drop on his head. It probably has happened throughout his life.
Oh my god, poor guy. You can check out a video of Mary's first backflip on our YouTube channel, and also of me nailing Nick Fury, and then me. Something happened to me that I don't want to talk about. You'll have to go and see it for yourself.
All right. Can you guys hear me now?
The dodgeball pit was, like, ruthless, man. It was ruthless.
Mary, don't worry. Can you guys hear me? All right. I think, let's see. I'm going to see if this will work, because we've got a call, but it kicked me off of Skype, and then I had to call back in on a landline, and I don't know, Blog Talks. You know how Blog Talk Radio goes. It's always weird. Caller, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. Is it Mark?
Yes, this is Mark. I totally screwed up. But I'm here. If I tell you how, you're going to be like, you are a total dumbass.
Yeah, those are some of the best stories, man.
No, it's not even a good story. It's me. I wasn't at my computer, and I found an episode of Big Bang Theory I hadn't seen before, and I got some cookies and milk, and then I started watching it, and then I looked, and I went, oh, crap, I missed the call. So that's
you know what?
Story.
That's like that's a very good story. Big Bang Theory is one of my most favorite shows. Okay, now I want to throw something out there because we started off this whole episode and we played a song called "The Loophole." Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus song about you know and it's this girl duo that does it and they're called Garfunkel and Oates and I went up and I YouTubed them earlier, and one of those girls is Raj's girlfriend on Big Bang Theory.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
really talented. They're crazy talented.
They've got like 4 albums out, and I so I just downloaded them today. I'm going to have to check them out later, but I like that song.
Yeah, they've got their harmonies and crap. Oh, my God. They just blend. It's amazing. It's
fucking awesome.
I've only seen like 2 of their videos, but... What I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, I watched 2 on YouTube today. I watched that one, and then I watched the one about getting your medicinal marijuana card, and that one was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. That's funny.
All right, so Mark, you're on the line with Corey James Taylor and Mary Stockton, my 2 co-hosts. This is Mark.
Hello,
he's,
hey, guys.
Mark,
how you doing?
Yeah, he's a local writer director, too, right?
Yeah, I dabble. There's a lot of guys out here that dabble, dude. A lot
Hell
of guys
yeah.
write and produce and shoot and edit, and, you know, it's all pretty cool, actually.
Fucking awesome town for it.
I
was just in a movie last month.
Yeah.
Dancing on the dance floor, showing off my skills. That'll be
coming
out next year.
Yeah, you don't want to miss his dance skills. Nope.
Yeah, and Mike even pulled me to, like, the front. I thought he was going to come, like, hide me behind people. And then he's like, no, man, you were the star of the dance floor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Looking forward to seeing that one.
I should have been there.
You should have, Mary. You were supposed to come. We were all partying. It was the, let's see, who all was, everybody was down there. It wasn't the same night, yeah. That was the night we were shooting down there. You did come to the rap party, though, right?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Yeah.
Our friends Mike and Ashley are making a film noir movie right now, and
nice,
right? And that'll be they filmed it all in June. Now, okay, I have to ask right off. Because I saw you post something a while back about the 48-hour film project. Were you involved in that this year?
Yes, this is my first time doing it, and we found a team that we all met at they do the. Like Media Week, Film and Media Week.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different functions out here. But they had panels and a media day and all that. And I went there and I met half a dozen people. And then we all started talking and then we decided to do the 48. And none of us had done it before. So that was kind of cool.
How did it work? Did they give you, Because I know, like, when Mary did the 48-hour music video project, and they, like, teamed the band up with a group of filmmakers, and they had like 48 hours to come up with the entire concept.
Yeah, they
shoot
met the first
it,
night
everything.
And decided what song they wanted to do, and then the next day we basically shot all of it, and then the day after that.
Right.
Yeah. Then
so did you have like
hours.
The opportunity to think ahead of time about what you wanted to do, or did
no.
they like
Nick
assign?
Called me at 9 o'clock at night on Friday and asked me if I could be at the shoot at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and so I had from 9 at night to 7 in the morning on Saturday night. Yeah. So I didn't really have that much time. Nope. So constant
yeah.
and all that. It was like all quick. Get to it.
Yeah. That's
how
48 is.
That is okay.
You show up at the place at like 6:30. All the teams are there. There was like 54 teams. It's insane. And you go in and you get registered. You know, you register that you're there. Oh, I think my phone's gone. So anyway, after you get your, then you pull a title out of the hat or a topic like horror, suspense, whatever. And then you got to run with it and just go.
Nice.
And that's kind of how you get it.
That's pretty cool. What did yours end up? How long was it? What was it about?
We got we actually got crime and mobster, so I was like, yeah, I wasn't happy because I didn't want to do a mobster one, but we did crime, so we just
okay.
thought, well, crime can be anything, so we'll just shoot and write something about a crime being committed or you know hiding a crime, and we were able to we had it written and ready to go by midnight, and then we just all went home. Then we got back together around 7:30, shot all day Saturday, and then edited most of Saturday night and Sunday. But we got it done.
Yeah, so you didn't have much time to even know what type of locations to go pick ahead of time or anything.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, you do a little bit. Like, you ask around. It's like, oh, look, he's got a convertible. Hey, can we use your convertible if we need it? You know, oh,
right.
They have a restaurant. We can shoot in the restaurant if we need it. So we had stuff
yeah.
pre and placed, but not everything pre and placed would work. If we had horror, then I don't think we could have used the restaurant. We could have.
Right.
We could have been like, let's have them meet at the restaurant, and then they go to the haunted cemetery. You got to think on your feet. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah, I think they shot Mary's video at a part of it anyway at the restaurant that Nick is a server at, right?
Yeah, they
yeah.
did.
That was Standard Diner at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I got fired.
Mm-hmm.
I got fired.
That's how they started the video, Mary getting fired.
It sounds like an
it
80s rock video.
It was a
like
great
for,
team. Yeah, it was a great team. It was Aerosmithy, kind of.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Not as much as like the director would have liked. He was trying to get me to portray like this certain person, and I was like, ah, dude, I don't really, you know, I can do sexy okay, but like it's not in my comfort. Like I do sexy nerdy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain that. I'm like a dork. I can be sexy as hell, but, like, I always have to throw, like, a comic edge to it because, like, I can't take myself serious like that. I'm just like,
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of, like, demeaning. I don't know, some chicks are just whatever, but anywho. That was my, like, little scope on it, and I wasn't wanting to go fully into the character that he wanted. But it was still fun.
Yeah. That's fun.
It was all calamity. It's like, oh, fuck. I've only performed that song once. I'm not really familiar with it, and I have to lip sync it. And I only have less than 12 hours to figure it out.
That's fine.
And costuming. I was like, shit, all right, okay, we can do this. And it is. It's a lot of fun. And we did, like, a scene with Mike Curtis over at, where does he work? It's, like, one of the music stores, like, on the west side.
He works at Grandma's.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we
Grandma.
Did, like,
such a good name. Grandma's.
All right. Isn't that what it's called? Grandma's Music?
Yeah. No, that's
yeah.
the name of the store, man. It's Grandma's.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't lived
in Albuquerque very long. I've only been over there a couple times, but I thought that's what it was called.
No, it is. It seems like it'd be an arts and crafts store, but no, it's a music shop.
Fuck yeah. So what's up with this the Blood and Spurs movie that you're working on now? Where are you at on that?
Where we're at on that is basically we have, like, a first draft of the script. We have the equipment, the camera work. We have lighting. We have editing equipment. We have equipment in place. And we have – I just secured all the costumes, which is huge. And then the ones from Dances with Wolves and Into the West, that TV show they did about 4 years ago. Maybe it was longer. But anyway, we got authentic, real Western outfits. We don't have to, like, you know, go nuts and try to mishmash stuff together. We have the real outfits that people had on those productions. So we have, like, all the stuff in place, but we don't have money in place to pay performers yet or for craft services. So what we're trying to do is we're moving steady, and we want to pace ourselves right because we don't want to hype it up and get all these people into it and then be like, oh, we need you to work for 3 days. We have no food and no money for you because that, you know, that sucks.
You
can
do a Kickstarter page where people contribute and what they get is like minor roles in the movie.
We raised like over $400 for our car wash.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, dude, freaking, we're thinking about raffling, bake sales. Dude, I don't know, just like freaking go back down to the roots, like home kind of community
stuff.
Old
school
like
fundraising.
Like growers
forget
market,
Kickstarter,
like
go old
raffle,
school.
And freaking grassroots.
Yep.
That's
right. Well, that's what we might
You remember the great climate guy? We've played him on the show a couple times. He did a Kickstarter page to fund he wanted to make another album, and he needed money to do it. He's like, I'm going to make a Kickstarter page, and then I'll send you the people that donate. He sent them CDs after he made it, and some of them were signed or whatever. But I think, like, for the top bids, he agreed to go do, like, a live show at their house.
Whatever gets him in the studio.
Exactly.
You know, whatever gets you recorded.
Yeah,
because, you know,
right
once
now,
you get that finished product, you can do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a finished product. You can sell it for the rest of your life online, you know, or promote it. So we'll probably look into shooting a trailer for it. I have, like, a business partner in it, and he's thinking we'll probably do the Kickstarter. Well, we'll probably go Indiegogo because the Kickstarter, you don't get it if you don't make it. And I can just see us put up a goal of, like, you know, $8,000, you know, just for craft services and gas money. And then we'll get $4,000 or something, and we're like, oh, we don't get any of it. And then we're really screwed. So we'll probably do the Indiegogo thing.
Is that similar to Kickstarter? Because I'm not familiar with that one, how that one works.
Yeah.
But you get the money even if you don't make your goal.
Exactly.
No,
if
you don't
make your goal, you get to get your Indiegogo money gets to go to you.
That's cool. I'll have to check them out. That might be cooler than Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it gets you something.
I donated $5 on Kickstarter to, like, a Navajo summer art camp, like, on the res. So I thought that would be pretty cool. It was, like, a summer, art program for the kids out there. And so, like, I Kickstarted, I don't know, like, $5, $10, something like that. And they ended up not meeting their goal, and I got my $5 back. But I prefer, I would have rather have got, like, an authentic little piece of art from a little kid or something, like their first little sand painting or something like that. That would have been awesome, you know? Like, fuck your $5. I don't really care about the money. I thought it was just going to be, like, something cool.
I don't hold my
$5
back. Give it to them. That's why I sent it, you know?
I know, exactly. Like, you know, have them make me something. I don't care. I was, like, looking forward to having a little piece of art. Like,
well, they also have so many restrictions on what you can use it for. It's, like, ridiculous. It's like, I can't even use this for anything. Like, you can only do it to start a project. You can't do it for, like, a portion of the project. You have to be able to show a complete and finished product for it. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to put up, you know, you'd have to make the entire movie or the money for the movie and then be able to produce the film in order for it to work. Yeah, at Kickstarter anyway.
That's why we'll probably go with Indiegogo, because you can make a trailer, you can promote, you can say when the film's done you'll get a free copy, or you'll get an autographed script from everybody involved. You know, we'll give away something, but it's just I'd rather get $2,000 than nothing, because it's a lot of money at Sam's Club. You know, you can buy water and Gatorade and, you know, snacks.
Right.
At least feed people.
Granola bars
on set.
And bananas. And
yeah, exactly, because From the talking that I've done to a lot of people out here that are shooting movies and making movies and web series, they're like, you know, you can find the people if you just at least feed them, you know, at least give them a reason to show up. You know, you feed them for the day, you give them pizza and snacks all day, and they don't mind being on set for a day or two helping you. But you know,
I remember going to
if
to
I
the
had
different
the time, I definitely would freaking just do it for freaking snacks.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Like, just
we'll have
out,
an Xbox set up, you know, it'll be awesome.
Totally.
Play some 360, it'll be awesome.
We'll work for Blow.
It'd be awesome to dedicate that time.
I don't know. I remember when they were doing casting for the Film Noir project and then for the Steampunk project before that,
yep.
Just how many people came down, and the majority of them, I mean, there are lots of people that, oh, I want to work, this is what I charge, this is my rate. It's like, but that was only a small handful of them. Most of the people down there were like, I don't fucking care, I just want to do it, you know?
It's
like, you don't really have to take the people that want to get paid to do it, you know? There's plenty of people that don't, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean,
me
the,
and Nick
the
went down there and auditioned, and neither of us needed to get paid for it. We're just like, just let us fucking do it. That'd be cool, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, this is interesting because you get to play a cowboy, and if you're an extra, you either get to die or you get to win the battle, you know, because it's a tournament.
That's
like blood sport. So if you're a guy that's been an extra for like 2 years and they never show you on like Longmire, because I've been on Longmire like 5 times, but you've never seen me.
Right.
But if you've been an extra and you've done all these things, it's like if you're in Blood and Spurs, you're going to get to be like, I'm going to kick your butt. Or you could say, you'll get a line. Yeah, you'll get a line. You'll see your face. You'll either see you like throw your white flag out of the arena. You're going to see you like doing cool stuff, either getting shot and you're just bleeding out on the ground, or show you like twirling a gun.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Dude, you gotta let me know when you do casting for this shit, because I'll come down,
out.
Man.
that's why it'd be fun.
Like,
I think
sunflower seeds, and I'm there.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, exactly.
If it's on a weekend,
I think everybody would want to play a cowboy, especially like a killer or a bounty hunter. It's not you're gonna play the guy in the office. No, you're gonna play a dude that's fighting a guy in an arena. You'll either be punching, kicking, swinging knives, or pulling your gun. So it's that kind of a tournament. It's not just gun battle. It's hand-to-hand combat, and it's knife fighting. It all depends
that's
on
great,
what you
man.
Draw. It's going to be really cool. But so that's why the extras might have a lot of fun to do this. You know,
that's
and even
cool.
if we need them for 4 days fighting in the pit, they're going to see themselves fighting in the pit. You know what I mean? It'll
fuck
be cool.
Yeah. You should get in there too, Mary. You should go audition for this and be a fighter. You should whoop somebody's ass.
Oh,
yeah,
they got
Mary
some bitch.
Yeah, we got a prostitution gang.
You could be a hooker,
no,
Mary.
No, we do. Yeah, the Black Widows.
Well, I'm sure
it's a prostitution gang.
I would totally be a madam at a brothel, like freaking one that's like taking all the chicks out, the madam. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep.
I would be all dominatrix and shit. Yep.
Yeah, right now what we're trying to do, We're trying to get like a really cool balance of unique characters for the arena fighting, you know, like Mortal Kombat, because you want it to stand out. You don't want it just be these cowboy guys that keep stepping in.
Well, so you need somebody who's like kind of coordinated and can play off a good fake fight as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I've got kung fu skills, man.
I've been through kung fu for
like 15 years, man.
Really?
I've got more weapons than you could imagine. You should see what I've got in my dining room, well, kitchenette. It's not a dining room. What the fuck did I even say dining room for? I live in a hobbit hole. Okay, I've got this kitchen thing over there.
It is a hobbit hole, Ben.
I literally have 300 pounds worth of weapons laying on the floor over there.
Nice.
Swords, spears, quandals, double tiger hook swords. I got all sorts of shit, man.
Yeah, well, we got one guy's Chow. He's a, what do you call it? He's a Chinese railroad worker. He's in it, so I got to find someone to play him so he can be all kung fu-y.
Well, I'm not Chinese.
It's a mixed bag, dude.
You're not Asian, but
I can grow my beard out and try to look Chinese.
Put your hair all back and put you in the outfit. Yeah, there you go. Be all kung fu-y.
Yeah.
Like Kung Fu Panda up in there. I mean, nuts.
Heck yeah.
But
fuck it.
But
I just wear one of
the
Panda
hats. We gotta almost like make stereotype fighters just so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Basically, we want an action movie where a 15-year-old would watch it and go, "That was so cool." Because that's kind of what you need, man.
Stuff.
You have weapons in the fighting tournament?
He's doing special effects.
There are weapons, but most of them are blades. It's going to be done. It's pistols, blades, and fists. Because you can't do, like, hatchets and all kinds of weird blades, because back in the 1880s, not everybody had all those wacky blades. They just had Bowie knives. And so the weapons are going to be traditional. But we got to get all these wacky people. Like, we need to have, like, a trapper, because that'd be cool. Like, a guy covered in, you know, the, what do you call it? Like, animal pelts.
Furs.
Yeah.
You know, we got to have that. We got to have, like, a big Indian guy that's got, like, a skull face and just have him beating the living piss out of people. You know,
I think you need, there's lots of those down here, man.
Yeah.
There really are.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got a lot of...
And then, with all of the... there are awesome filming locations all over, like, not too far from here, even, you know?
Yeah. We're going to start looking at locations probably next month. We're going to have a meeting, and then we're going to... And, like, I've looked into the towns, you know, up in Santa Fe. There's,
right.
There's two different ranches up there. Forgot the two names of them, but there's two ranches. And I know they're, like... One gave me a quote like 2 years ago, like $650 a day or $750 a day. So I know we're going to need like almost $1,000 just for the town shots. But the good thing of this movie, this is why I want to do the movie, this is why I'm pushing the movie, it's because 80% of the movie is just in the desert, because that's where the arena fighting is. You know,
awesome.
It's not in a town. You know how cheap that would be to have 80% of your film at like a burned out old church with an arena
right.
built by the church? That's half your battle. You don't need to rent the town. You don't have to rent the horses. You don't have to eat. That's why I pushed this movie so hard, because I'm like, oh, my God, we could do this for like $10,000.
Right.
Like, we could honestly make a full-length action movie for under $10,000. Because all the equipment's already paid for it, because it's a labor of love. You know,
right.
The costumes are free. My buddy's got all the equipment. And everybody here in New Mexico, they seem to lend a hand. It's crazy. People are like, oh, I'll help you out. What do you need? I'm like, really? Because I'm from Massachusetts. And in Massachusetts, it was like, well, what can you do for me? You know, it wasn't
right,
like,
no.
What can I do for you? It's a different attitude out here.
Now, you know, and you make that point, and I want to touch on that, because I came from a family. My dad worked for the Defense Department, and we moved around a lot. So by the time I was 14, I'd been to every state in the United States besides Alaska and Hawaii. And I can see a direct evolution of society that comes from, like, from American history. Look back, you get the Protestant book burning people, you know, of the East Coast,
yeah.
and their entire society has evolved from that. And then the people that came out to the West and down here, you know, the Southwest in particular, and then up in the Northwest, that's a whole different breed of hobbits up there.
Yeah.
But it's like, wow. Emergency alert, flash flood warning in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Damn, dude,
that's a good thing.
It's like every like 3 seconds out here. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Right.
Yeah. My cell phone is flipping out. This is hilarious.
Yeah, that was mine, too. I just had I was like, what the hell are you talking about? It's okay. It's monsoon season here in New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I did just hear some thunder out there.
Yeah. This amount of rain is nothing to the east or west coast. It's a joke.
Oh, sure
like,
is.
This is the flood. The monsoon season. Man, in Massachusetts,
right now,
oh, my God, you get one day of rain. It's insane.
I spent a lot of my life growing up in Oregon, and it's and where I was in the Willamette Valley is rainforest, and I'm used to rain. And I remember
like
when I first came out here, and I think I saw something like 7 or 8 inches is the average for the year. Is that correct? I mean, can that possibly be right?
you'll get three to four inches in a – yeah. In one day,
right.
You could get 4 inches of rain in one day.
Yeah,
just be
yeah,
like,
20 inches.
Yeah, 20 inches,
shit.
Yeah.
Wow,
no,
that was awesome.
I was in Mass when they had the blizzard like 2.5 years ago where they broke the record. They got 29.5 inches of snow in 24 hours. That sucked. And I had to drive in that. I was working. I was just driving on the Mass Pike, and it was like – and there's a Patriot game happening that Sunday – and they kept it open. They wanted to play in the snow. And it was like, we officially broke the record, 29.5 inches in 24 hours. I'm like,
that's fucking
that's
awesome.
That's insane. Yeah.
We had a blizzard in
2003
when I was living in Denver. And I remember coming outside and there were 7 to 8 foot snow drifts in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All of the cars in my apartment complex were covered. And my roommate just happened to have snowshoes. You know, and so we would, I'd put the snowshoes on and like walk over to down to the 7-Eleven, which was still open. Everything, you know, they closed something. Sometimes when Denver shuts down, it's like a partial shutdown. You know, you can still
really?
Go to McDonald's, you know.
That's funny. you're buying right. ice cream. You're like, yeah, I'm here for some
yeah.
ice cream, please.
7-Eleven was always open. I never had to worry about that. I think those
crazy.
People live there.
I got
on
snowed
it.
In a few times living out in these mountains. Or
yeah.
I
yeah.
my driveway. I was just, like, snowed in and just down there with the kids. They had, like, it was crazy. It was Christmas vacation, and they were supposed to go back to school, and they had 7 more days. Of snow days after Christmas vacation, and we were pretty much snowed in almost the whole time.
Damn,
we
wow.
In the middle of nowhere. I was like, oh my God, they're going to kill each other. I'm going to
yeah.
kill them all. No,
that's,
but we made it through.
Yeah, that's why I like New Mexico, man, because you don't have to deal with the crazy. Well, here in Albuquerque, we don't have crazy weather. I know up in the mountains you guys do, or, you know, stuff like
right.
that, but compared to Massachusetts, I mean,
well, Mary's
it's
not in the mountains
well.
Anymore. Mary lives
no,
in the
no,
mountains.
No, I'm a desert
yeah.
dweller. Yeah,
she's a
desert. I'm actually from
desert
Arizona,
dwelling is
so
fine.
Right.
This is like high desert. I'm from like southeast corner of Arizona, and that's like low deserts, much
yeah.
more drier, much different.
This is way different
vegetation.
Than what I grew up. You know, with, but at least I had traveled around and got to see different things. I remember, like, it was the summer between fourth and fifth grade. We went to Memphis, and that was a huge change. And I was there for like a year
yeah.
and a half. And the first thing I remembered was, like, we moved into this hotel, and it was like Joe's apartment. Like, seriously, we walked in there, and the cockroaches like were everywhere, and they went scurrying.
Yeah.
Some of them were just like looking at you and spitting and fucking flinging too.
I remember
right.
we moved to Louisiana one year. My dad, he was a general contractor, and he built church buildings. So we'd move like you did, like every year and a half. You know,
mm-hmm.
he'd finish up a job, and he'd be like, oh, you got to move to Atlanta. Oh, you got to move to Massachusetts. Oh, you got to move to Colorado. And we moved to Louisiana when I was in second grade, and all I remember was hot. It was just hot in Shreveport. And being even at
oh,
like
shit.
7, dude, you're just sweating. You just got sweat
yeah.
dripping off your elbows. You're like, what? Is this normal? Like,
yeah, and it is. It's the fucking, and it's so humid, too, down there in the Gulf, man.
It
like, you
gross.
Can't even dry off.
Yeah. I remember laying in bed as a kid, and, like, you could hear the, like, the June bugs or whatever, like, creaking. They weren't crickets. They were a different kind of bug. But I remember
right.
just laying there hot. And it's just like, why am I sweat? Like, you'd sweat through your T-shirt at 7 years
yeah.
old. And it's just, like,
sure.
humid and nasty. I'm glad we did. I don't know how they do it down there. I don't know how they do it in Florida.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
How they do it in Louisiana. I don't know.
It's
how
funny. I remember going, waking up
oh,
in Georgia at, like, 5 in the morning, like, getting ready to go for a run in the Army, and I'm just like, dude, it is way too hot. I'm going back to bed. You can
yeah.
medical 50. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done.
Yeah. yeah. That's, I don't mind the dry heat out here. The dry heat's great. It'll be 95, and you'll go for a walk. You're like, all right, cool, no problem.
Right.
You know, you're not dripping. When that sweat goes down your nose and, like, drips down onto your shirt and you're walking, you're like, really? This isn't human. So.
Yeah, I've noticed, you know, so far this entire summer, it's like the front porch is still tolerable. You know, I've got a big
yeah,
front
yeah.
porch down there, you know, and I can hang out even during the hottest parts of the day, and it's, like, not too bad, you know.
Nope. And then at night, you just go out there and you can chill out and have a smoke or something, have a drink, and you're
right.
fine. It's not bad at all at night. So.
No, yeah.
But
and my window
Mexico,
opens up
man.
Right onto the roof, so I can go out and
oh,
on the
nice.
Roof and just hang out there. I got a beanbag chair and look over.
Nice.
Look
at the mountains. Yep. And just relax and be like, I'm glad I'm not in the rain. Yeah.
Right.
That's funny. No, I don't. I've ran into a lot of really cool people here in New Mexico, and a lot of like just outgoing film people. The film community is great, and
you know,
I'm just glad I got
Mark,
out
it's
here.
Not just the film community; it's everybody's got something, you know, and everybody kind of
yeah.
works together. We've talked about that a lot, you know, how all of the different the bands, you know, it's because we work a lot with musicians out here. Obviously, Mary's in a band.
Yep.
And we have a radio show, and if I've like you notice here, it's when a band books a venue, then they find like another couple bands of their friends to play with them, you know. So you know, so when you
yeah.
go see a show, they're usually free or $5 or $10. I mean, you get to see a few bands, and they're all cool. Everybody works together. It's like you see other bands out in the audience
yeah.
cheering and singing
Someone
along.
Someone had just
you know?
Posted from Hooligans, was like, this is a badass night, you know. There's like at least members from 8 different bands here all supporting, like, local
wow.
bands, you know,
right.
and that's,
see,
like, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
See,
you
I
know,
got,
like,
I got, like, 12 years of being in a band experience in mass, and it was not like that at all. It was just
right.
the opposite. It was, like, rip other people's flyers down, put up your flyers. It was, like... It was horrible. You'd play gigs and people would just, I did it for 12 years and the people, it was not a community, it was clicky. It
yeah,
was
you know,
ridiculous.
The bands that come out here and try to act like that don't fucking make
yeah.
it, you know.
Because
it's
no,
hard
and that's
for anyone to lift themselves up, but you get people working together, they can, you know, easy.
Yeah, well, in mass, they lift each other up. You purposely, well, you'd get, like, totally... And the shows were always expensive, like $20 to get in, or, you know, $10. You're like, really?
Right.
To see three original bands, and, you know, I don't know. It was just rough, man. And people, you would do whatever you could to get noticed over the other bands. Whenever you got a good gig or you got to perform, we performed for Lucasfilms one year. We got to go for Celebration 3. And so you could bet your butt, man, we had it in the Advocate and we had flyers everywhere because everybody,
oh, yeah.
like, hated every other band. It was horrible. And
what year was
and
Celebration 3?
When I came out here, I was like, whoa. What?
What year was Celebration 3?
I don't remember if it was 07 or 08.
Because I went to the first one, and the one in Denver, like, right before Episode 1 came out.
I can't remember. This one was in Indianapolis.
Okay, yeah.
It was an
3 days.
It was cool.
It was really cool. I enjoyed
yeah.
that, man.
That was fun. It was neat because they actually treated us. They didn't pay, Lucas didn't pay us any money to perform, but what they did do was paid for all of our gas, our lodging, our meals. They paid for everything, so it was like a free 4-day weekend at
nice.
The event. So we
really
got to
cool.
walk around like, yeah, we walked around like rock stars. But, yeah, we got to, like, eat, sleep. You know, it was crazy, and it was fun. And when it was done, we went back to our day jobs and playing in front of 20 people on a Friday night. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was still cool, dude. But I like the – it's good that you're telling me that the music scene is that good out here and where people work together because it wasn't like that in mass. It was
we've
a
got
bad
a, I mean, we've got a lot of friends, not just, you know, musicians, but, you know, filmmakers and – photographers and artists, it's like, and everybody kind of, it's a small town enough that people interact and get to know each other, and everybody's like happy to accept other people and embrace their art. That's one
yep.
thing I've noticed here.
We have a potluck
and the food too.
Every Sunday, it's
yeah.
soup or supper, and like it's a potluck. You just bring something, and we all hang out. We like make music.
See, that's
we, like,
awesome.
Talk.
Right.
If
what do you
that,
do on a Saturday night,
Jesus
Mark?
Would be hilarious. Oh
Mark,
God.
What are you doing on Saturday? You got plans?
Oh, what am I doing Saturday? I'm not sure what I'm doing Saturday because my wife and my daughter just went out of town, so I'm trying to go see Wolverine Saturday at some
nice.
Point.
Saturday
the
night, there's
show.
A free show at Bert's Tiki Lounge, and we'll be down there. Mary's band is playing Band With No Name and also Mondo Vibrations
American.
And American
nice.
Slang. They're three really good bands. They're all
Mondo goes
friends
on
of ours. It's a free show.
Bandwidth.
So
yeah.
you guys don't have issues with the sound guy screwing people over or
you know,
stuff like that?
You know,
a lot of it's attitude,
that's
you know.
That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, they don't do it on purpose. They don't do
no,
it on purpose.
No, it's like
it is what it is.
Good. And some venues work better than
Durango,
others.
The sound was amazing.
Versus hard to get good sound in, you know.
Yeah.
It is. It is. In Durango,
is.
We were at the summit, and they had such good sound. It was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. That was
yeah,
right.
It's crazy. There's sometimes a big difference. Like, you get up there, and it sounds like you're in somebody's hallway or a garage, and then you play another venue, and it's, like, the same size, but it sounds like a CD. You're just like, oh,
right.
my
yeah.
God, the sound check was just so tight. And, it's
yeah.
you know, you're just like, wow, everything was great. And then
I
know,
almost
I just,
think that if the stage at Burt's was facing long ways
well,
down the length of the building instead of...
are crappy at... The monitors don't really... I mean, I think there's only two that work, and... That effect, and then the levels get all mixed up. And Greg has his own, like, amp, and he usually turns up pretty loud, so, like,
yeah.
compensating with everything, you know, and the lyrics,
yeah,
the
and,
vocalist
yeah.
and stuff. And I, you know, and so trying to get the levels. They always usually end up turning Nick down, so he takes my mic.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Because that's just what Birch is. But it's a lot of fun to play at Birch. I always love the crowd. I love the crowd. I love that bar.
I know. I like Birch, too. Now, I have to throw out that the hallway going back to the bathroom is a little bit creepy. And then when you get back there, so I don't know what the women's room is like, but the men's room, like the floor is misshapen and like sends you like into the wall if you're tipsy or anything.
It's like a funhouse.
It does, and I get that like lens focusing effect when I walk close to it. You know, I can see it like stretching out and getting even more dark. There's something, you know, but other than that, I think it's an awesome
There
place.
Could be something bad going on in that hallway. Some
right, there's
mojo.
Total dark energy down there. I'm just,
that's
you know,
not
I,
fun.
Right, I picked up on that like the first time I went in there. It's
dude, I don't
need,
don't get me started on that, man. I don't like those places.
The girls' bathroom is actually pretty nice. It's got like a little even like sitting area next to the mirror, and there's like two stalls and lit up, and there's, you
know, well, how
lot
we get like a bucket that in the corner, I think, and
exactly.
fucking artwork on the wall.
Yeah.
Little container or one of those, put 25 cents in, get a condom. No, that's not it.
Yeah, that's what we get in the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
an adventure every time
energy,
you open
dude.
The door.
Dude, when I was delivering those medical supplies up in Massachusetts,
yes.
I delivered to nursing homes and old hospitals. So you'd be walking to like a hallway at like 1 a.m. You could just feel it, like in a nursing home. You're like, someone died 2 days ago, and you could feel it. Anyway, back to you.
It was creepy, man.
No, I worked. I used to do janitorial work, and I cleaned. One of the places I cleaned was the library at the Iliff School of Theology, and it was like it was full of like different religious and weird texts, and a lot of them were like on the Vatican's burn list, and they had like the whole basement with the really there was a room that had the really old books, and you had to wear gloves when you went in there, and all over there's these old fucking paintings. I'm just, dude, this was one of the creepiest places that I had to clean by myself at night, you know, on a regular basis.
That's wicked creepy, man.
The hostel has
it was.
Too,
that
though.
Is crazy.
Like,
that's not
is
even
awesome.
Oh,
but it was
God.
So cool on the other hand, too, because I would take a lot of time in there looking through the different books. I mean, there were three different levels, and then the racks of books were on these rolling carts, you know, so you could only have, like, one open at a section because there were so many fucking books in there that they didn't have room to have them on bookshelves like in the library that you can walk in between and look at. You had to like actually crank the wheel and look at the next shelf, and all of them were like wicked awesome, you know, incredibly old, really cool books, you know. Some of them were you know, a lot of them you just couldn't read, or I just couldn't read, you know. But
yeah, because it's either in a different language or the English is so screwy that you
exactly.
can't even make it out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That is crazy. That would have freaked me out.
Do you take on accents
cool.
when you read books?
Yeah, I do. I get into character.
Yeah.
I went and got myself a Briarwood tobacco pipe to smoke my weed out of when I was reading Moby Dick, because all these people on the Pequod were fucking smoking pipes like all the time, and I felt like I had to get into character. So I got one of the Briarwoods, and I got a corncob pipe too, and I would sit there and I'd read Moby Dick and I'd smoke my weed out of my corncob pipe.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you narrate your thoughts afterwards? Like, I notice
sure.
when I read a book and I get into it and I've already read like 400 pages and then I'll be all manic and I want to get through it because, like, you know, I just want to get it done. I'll narrate my thoughts afterwards. Like, like, she's going into the kitchen. She opens up the cupboard. She's thirsty. Oh, that glass doesn't look big enough. Okay, so she picks that one. All right, now she's going to walk over to the fridge. And I'm like, oh, God, quit.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, because your
good, but, you know,
mind gets into that frame of taking everything and literal word, and so then it continues on with that. Much like if you work at a fast food restaurant and you go home, you'll continue to hear like the buzzers and beeps and sounds for a while afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh man, I have a hard time reading books because they're so big. I don't know how you guys do that.
Yeah.
I was at the comic shop today, man. I bought three comic books. That's what I bought. comic books. I'm going to read three comic books.
You know what? Comic books are very important to literature as a whole. I think it doesn't matter what you're reading. It's just good that you're reading.
Yeah. It's good that you're reading. It could be a telephone right. book. It's good that you're sitting there and you're reading.
Right. It's good that you
use your imagination.
Because you have to like
Abraham
use that
Adams.
Shit or use it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's so funny.
No, I don't know. We got about four and a half minutes.
So
we got about four and a half minutes left before the live part of the show ends, and then it lets us keep going a little while after that. Because they're
cool.
cool like that. And most people listen in the archives anyway. So it's like there's only
yeah.
a handful of people, like less than 100 probably, that are listening live, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of them, yeah.
100,000.
100,000.
Yeah.
Right.
100,000, man.
Make it big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as
sure.
a new person in New Mexico, what are some of the things that maybe I should know about some of the New Mexico people? Well, you're new to the area too. So
yeah, I've only
really
been
know.
Here a year, but Mary's been here for a little while, and I think in any new place that you have to get out of fucking town and just go wander and see what that state has to offer.
Yeah.
But a lot of what you see when you drive through here looks like, well, it's desert, it's high desert, you know. So there's, but
yeah.
So I think the cool places here are going to be fewer, you know, farther between and more spectacular when you get there. I want to check out Chaco Canyon for sure.
I've been there.
I know that.
Yeah, me
the,
too.
Have you?
Yeah,
cool.
We made
what'd
a point to go there the first, like,
okay.
6 months we were here. And that
nice.
Blew my mind. You need to go
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I really want to
I've been
warning
here for,
you.
Like, 16 years, and I still haven't gone.
Right.
It's the most incredible.
I need to make a point to do
it's
that.
Incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
but
cool.
The,
and then I do
the
want
ride.
To go down to Carlsbad, too, and check out the cavern.
Yeah.
And Roswell. I would love to go do the annual
alien
freak out.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
UFO get together.
You know, it was okay. It was not as big as I thought it would be. I went there about 3 years ago, and I have to say I was kind of disappointed.
Were you?
Did they have, like, alien abductee booths where you could go talk to, like, fellow abductees?
That's
fantastic.
Why
didn't you have shit like that?
No, they didn't have anything
community.
Like that. That would be cool.
I think I'd have a blast regardless, just check, you know, because I'm a people watcher and just go to mingle with all of the people that made this journey out here. I think
yeah.
these are going to be interesting folk to wander and journey with, you know. We should take some yeah. mushrooms. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, my gosh, that would be so fun.
Wouldn't it?
At Roswell with mushrooms.
The crash
that's site. Perfect.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that's not that true. We drank, like, some mushroom tea a while back up in the forest, didn't we, Mary?
We did.
Oh,
yeah. We had a great dance session, too. It was like all... Oh, that was
right.
fun.
That's
it was very mellow, though. I mean, we all went up and, like, hiking. We took weapons with us. I had, like, the freaking staff. Greg had
yep.
some swords. Everybody had some weapons. Corey, you were
you
there.
You had something. You don't know what's coming
you
out
did.
Of the woods.
You were there, Corey. Oh. What did you have?
Oh, and I have. I think I was messing with two.
Double tiger hook swords.
Broadswords. No, I didn't mess with that too much. I had the twin broadswords, the one that will go into the single case.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my jam.
Ben, I have to borrow a weapon from you. I need a weapon for my house. I don't have my shotgun.
Okay.
I don't even know where it's at, but I need.
You need something
okay,
that you can
it's
use.
A single barrel. Okay, what?
You need
well,
something
I live
that
in the mountains
use.
As well, so I had to have, like, something, but I had a single barrel, and that's all I felt that I need. But I think a sword would be just as good if it was, like, sharp. Like, I could freaking do some shit with it, and it would like, be a surprise factor because no one would even know. Be
for
like,
sure.
You got a fucking sword.
Fuck
you see
yeah.
a hockey mask and a chainsaw, you'll be all set.
You're
scare everybody.
Right.
Give me a hockey gun. Well, dude, my broom is made out of grass, so I can't really use it. But yeah,
your broom is made out of grass.
Even. It is. It's made out of
fucking
grass. Hippie. I got it at the Talon Market, dude. Something about the Zen, you know. I try to sleep. All right,
hold on.
When I
I'm gonna pause you for a second because we got 30 seconds left for the people that are listening live.